Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the moment of deliverance. Glory to God. This is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you by way of podcast. Welcome. Thank you for joining in, whether you are driving down the road in your vehicle, whether you are at home with your feet propped up, whether you are in your office working diligently. Welcome. As we talk on this evening regarding that there is power in prayer. How many of you all out there that are listening spend that adequate time on a daily consistent basis with God in prayer? A lot of times people say that they don't pray because they don't know how to pray, yet there is so much power that is in prayer. Once you can master the art of prayer, you can get to God anytime you want to get to him, regardless of where you are, where you find yourself at, regardless of the situation that you may be facing, regardless of what you may be going through. Prayer is actually the simplest form of ministry that there is unto God. Yet it is one of the most neglected ministries because people oftentimes will say, well, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say, or that they get a mental block when they go to pray or when they go to talk to God. So when I say on tonight that there is power in prayer, I want to break this down so that every listener can get something out of it and they will leave away knowing that it is important to pray, because when you pray, you can't expect a miracle from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Where there is much prayer, there is much power. Where there is some prayer, there is some power. Where there is little prayer, there is little power. Where there is no prayer, there is no power. So then what exactly does power mean? Power is indicative of might. It's indicative of strength. It is indicative of force. When we think about power, according to the word of God, there is a Hebrew word which is dunamis and exousia, which simply means authority. God has given every believer authority to communicate with him and to fellowship with him, that you can get into his presence simply by just having a conversation with the Lord. One may say, well, what exactly is prayer? Prayer simply is interacting, talking to, and communicating with God. It is a means of changing a situation for the better. It is a means of bringing an answer from heaven down here to earth. There are four basic types of prayer depending on what the need may be. There is the prayer of adoration, which simply means that you're praising God. Then there's contrition, which is asking for God's forgiveness. There is petition, where you are asking God for a favor. And then there is thanksgiving, which is showing God gratitude simply for who he is. I want to give you all a nugget that will really, really, really bless your life once you get this down packed in your spirit, that praying in the name of Jesus causes advancement in the kingdom of God. It causes answers to be released. I'm going to take you on tonight to the book of Matthew, chapter number 6. And I'm going to begin reading for you in verse number 9. Now, this was Jesus talking to his disciples. And he said, after this manner, therefore, ye pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. See that word power right there in the model prayer that Jesus was giving unto the disciples? The disciples also too oftentimes got to a point in their walk with God where they began to get weary. But the Father had to remind them that man have to always pray, glory to God. When we think about the model prayer, of course, that was Jesus, and he was talking to his disciples, and he oftentimes shared with them the importance of praying. We often think of the Lord's Prayer as Jesus' model prayer, but he shared much more about prayer with his disciples. In the book of John 16 and 24, it says, "Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." Jesus told the disciples, "Until now you haven't asked me for anything in my name." We can ask for many things, but we don't say in the name of Jesus. It is not as though the disciples had not learned to pray before this, but Jesus modeled prayer for them to regularly be in commune with him. In the book of Matthew 6 and 7, he told his disciples, "Do not pray like the pagans with endless babbling." 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, he says, "Pray without ceasing." Matthew 6, 5 through 15, that's where he gave the Lord's prayer. "The Father knows what need you have even before you ask him of it." Matthew 26 and 41 lets us know that watch and pray regarding temptation. He also encourages us to go into that secret, private place and to seek him, and he will reward us openly. Also in the book of Mark 11 and 24, he said, "Pray believing that God hear you." And when you pray believing that God hear you, he will answer you. But there is so much that is revealed unto us in the Lord's Prayer. There are so many elements. So on tonight, I'm going to give you what those elements are. First, it starts out giving reference to having a relationship with God by saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven," is recognizing that he is the authoritative one. He is the supreme being. "Hallowed be thy name" is adoration of who he is. That's a sign of loving on God when you go into prayer. When he say "thy kingdom come," that is anticipation of receiving an answer from him. "Thy will be done" is consecrating. That is saying, "God, whatever it is that you desire, let it be so." "In earth," that is the universality of God, saying that he is the supreme one in the earth realm, glory to God. "As it is in heaven," is conformity. That's why he said, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." And even in quoting the Lord's Prayer, it is conforming even our petition unto that of which one is in heaven. It's "as it is in heaven." That's that conformity. "Give us," that supplication, saying, "Lord, we are in the need. Give us." And then it says, "This day is the definiteness of God." Our daily bread is the necessity of the need of the prayer. "And forgive us," that is penitence, of saying, "We stand in a place of repentance unto you, Lord." "Our debts," that's the obligations, the element of obligation is referenced right there. "As we forgive," that is having forgiveness in our heart. "Our debtors," that is showing love and mercy. You have to be able to show love and mercy to those who have sinned against you. "And lead us," that is asking God to guide us, "not into temptation," that is that protective shield that goes up in prayer, "but deliver us." Deliverance is a sign of salvation. "From evil," that is the righteousness of God in effect. "For thine is the kingdom," that is having faith that even though we may not see what we're praying for yet, we know that because he is God, he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. "And the power," that's that sign of being humility, being humble before God, coming into agreement with whatever God's will is concerning the situation that you are communicating with him about. "And the power," that's reverence, letting him know that you got all might, you got all strength, you got all force, all of it is in your hand. "And the glory," That is reverencing that He is Lord. He is King. He is Master. Glory be to God. Forever. That is putting on the attribute of without time or timelessness. Because we can't put a time frame on when God is going to answer. But we know that He's going to answer according to His divine will. And then to say, amen, that is affirmation that God is going to answer the prayer, that it is so. I want to encourage you all on tonight, don't neglect the ministry of prayer. Whenever you need to reach up to God and to get an answer from heaven, I encourage every believer that is listening under the sound of my voice to begin to seek the Lord in prayer. If you don't know what to pray, pray the Lord's Prayer back to Him. Start out by saying, Our Father which art in heaven, God, I don't know what I even ought to be praying for right now. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I know that if I come boldly to the throne of grace, that You will hear my prayer and that You will answer me according to Your divine will. When you add on to it, in the name of Jesus, you are infusing your prayers with power. You are giving Jesus Christ the go and to answer according to whatever His will may be concerning that thing. I also want to encourage the believers that are listening on tonight. As we think about how to pray and what we ought to be praying for and knowing that there is power in prayer, when you pray and seek the face of God, He's going to come through and He's going to answer for you. Give God back His word. Even when you are praying, give God back what the scriptures say. When you give God back the scriptures, you know that God will respond to His word. Glory to God. I want to encourage you all. If you are not regularly in prayer, start out with something small. Start out reverencing God when you first get up in the morning. Father, I thank You. Not just when you need something, not just when you want something, but develop that relationship with God that you can communicate and talk to Him in prayer. Regardless of where you are, you can pray at any time. No one can stop you from praying. There are many different positions of prayer, which I will come back on another day and talk to you about the positions of prayer to be able to get your prayers answered from the Lord. But on tonight, I just wanted to let you know that God is able to meet you right where you need to be met. In spite of what you may be dealing with even right now, when you fall down on your knees and begin to pray and talk to God about it, He will come by and see about you. And just like the scripture said that I read earlier, go into your secret place and pray, and the Lord will reward you openly. Jesus told them in the upper room that a radical change was coming in regard to the model prayer. In John 16:23, He said, I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Why will the Father give us what we ask in the name of Jesus? The answer is simple enough. He will do this if and when we are engaged in fulfilling the mission that Jesus gave us. If we return to an earlier moment in that evening, when Jesus was discussing the vine and the branches, we will clearly understand why. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that was last, that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. And even with that model prayer, the process by which the Father will give us what we ask is directly linked to our appointment to go and bear fruit. The Father will give us what we need in order to accomplish His primary task of bearing fruit that will last for the kingdom of God. He will answer our prayers when we pray in the name of Jesus, because at that point, we are fulfilling Jesus' mission to help complete the purchase of people for God from every language and every tribe, every people, and every nation. I want to encourage you on tonight, start praying. Start developing that relationship with God through prayer and watch God step in to the midst of your situations and intervene on your behalf. There is power in prayer. I want to leave you with what I started out with. Remember, where there is much prayer, there is much power. Where there's much power, there's much victory. Where there is some prayer, there's some power. There is some victory. Where there is little prayer, there is little power. There is little victory. Where there is no prayer, there is no power, and there is no victory. So to leave you on tonight thinking and knowing the topic that I gave you at the very beginning, there is power in prayer. I want you to know there is also victory in prayer. Feel free to join me right back here on podcast every Tuesday and Thursday evening. Glory be to God. This is yours truly, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you by way of podcast from Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship, Grace and Mercy Outreach Ministries, Kingdom Advance Network of Apostolic Council, where our overseer and founder is Apostle Keith Johnson. We're located at 6701 Cold Harbor Road in Mechanicsville, Virginia. And worship services is every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. And Free in Christ International Women's Ministry is helping hurting women heal and become whole. We meet every Saturday, first Saturday of every month. Feel free to join us any first Saturday of the month from 1 to 3 p.m. On the first Saturday in September, we will have a guest speaker with us, Apostle Valerie Burrell. Glory be to God. And she'll be come speaking to us about our identity in Christ. The time for that will be from 10 o'clock until 12 o'clock p.m. Glory to God. Join in, hashtag and share. Let others know so that they too can come on podcast and be blessed. Until next time, God bless everyone.